Matthew 19, verses 16 to 22. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
"Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments."
"Which ones?" he inquired.
Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself."
"All these I have kept," the young ruler said. "What do I still lack?"
Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
The Book of Psalm Study, Psalms 1. Blessed. In the beginning of the first book of Psalms, in the very first sentence with the initial word, David lauds blessedness. He explains that believers who avoid the counsel of the wicked and delight themselves in the law of the Lord receive multiple blessings. Psalm 1 employs a form of parallelism which often appears in Hebrew poetry. It tells us what a righteous believer should and should not do and what they have to look forward to. This is contrasted with what befalls the ungodly in the end. How to be blessed. I believe that all believers want to be blessed and highly favored by God. In the original Hebrew, the word blessed is plural and means blessednesses. In other words, multiple or many blessings. For a believer, a state of blessednesses is as close as we can get to heaven on earth. So how do we achieve this state? Well, the first three ways mentioned are things that we should not do. Sir Richard Baker notes the usage of the negative command of "does not" as significant. If stated in the affirmative, it would not as clearly say never. However, by using the negative word "does not," it does clearly convey "not at all" or "at any time." David notes that we are to not walk in step or counsel with the wicked, meaning seek godly counsel only. Do not listen or heed to the advice, habits, and influence of the wicked. Secondly, he says, not stand in the path or the way that sinners take. In other words, stand with God. Sinners will lead us towards their unmovable, unwavering stance with anecdotal evidence against godly ways and thinking. Thirdly, he says, not to sit in the company of sinners. We are to rest only in the Lord and among his flock. Don't settle amongst the company of sinners. And finally, he speaks of meditating and delighting in the law of the Lord. To meditate is to hide the word in our hearts through prayer, study, and meditation. And to delight is to find enjoyment in doing things God's way. Follow his plan for our lives. As believers, if we follow these first three verses, then we are truly blessed. We will be like an evergreen tree that receives heavenly nourishment and yields spiritual fruit that meets the needs of our family and anyone under our tree cover. The woes awaiting the wicked. Verse 4 begins the contrast of the wicked with "not so." The righteous prosper and are blessed, but not so for the wicked. The wicked are compared to chaff. Chaff is the scaly, inedible husk that surrounds grain. In ancient and some primitive cultures, even today, grain is separated from chaff manually by beating it on the threshing floor. After repeated beatings, a winnowing fork is used to toss everything into the air. The wind sweeps away the chaff, and the grain falls down into the pile. In this case, it is clear that the wicked, when they face judgment, will be like the chaff. They won't be allowed into paradise. They will be whisked away, at their own choosing, to eternal damnation. At the genesis of this great chapter, we are taken back to the choice that Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. The sum of the ways of the righteous and the woes of the wicked have a clear and distinct choice for believers. When we count the cost, the promised outcome of a righteous life leads us heavenward. Yet some still miscalculate and accept the woeful alternative of hell.
God won't make the choice for them or for us. We must each choose for ourselves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Questions. Discover. 1. Do you feel blessed by God? What evidence do you cite if you are not blessed? B. Do you consult Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, GroupMe, WhatsApp more often in a week than you do the Bible? If so, does that mean that you are walking in the counsel of social media? Discuss with your prayer partner. 2. Develop. A. In both the Old and New Testaments, the threshing floor was a symbol of judgment. If our old ways are the chaff and our new ways are the grain, is there any chaff in your life that hasn't quite been removed on the threshing floor? What would it take for you to release yourself from its grip and accept more blessedness? 3. Demonstrate. A. Does your life demonstrate a life of blessednesses? What are the tangible things that you can point to? B. Knowing the definition of the wicked, how do you pray for and work with friends and family that are on the path of the wicked? How do you witness to them? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.